Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 30. Today, we're going to be talking about estate planning if you are a special needs family, if you have a member of your family who has special needs. Now, this is a critically important topic for these families. The issue is, if you have a person who is disabled and is receiving some kind of needs-based government benefits, could be Supplemental Security Income or Medicaid, then you know they can't have more than a certain amount of assets. We've looked at what the Medicaid qualifications are, for example, in the last couple of weeks. So if a person is receiving these benefits and they have too much in assets, they will lose their benefits. That includes receiving an inheritance. So if you have an estate plan and you have a will or a trust and it leaves your assets to an individual who is receiving these benefits, and it just does so either as an outright distribution through a will or a beneficiary designation, or even through a trust, or it leaves it in just a protected trust share, then those assets will be counted as being available for that beneficiary, and it would cause them to lose their benefits, which can have a devastating effect on them. So the way to plan for these individuals is to, instead of having the assets being distributed directly to them or in a trust that gives the trustee discretion to make distributions for the beneficiary's health needs, education needs, maintenance and support needs, the assets should instead go into a supplemental needs trust for the beneficiary. Now, a supplemental needs trust is a very specialized, technical type of a trust share that limits the trustee's ability to make distributions for the beneficiary's needs. The trustee under a supplemental needs trust is not allowed to make distributions for things that the beneficiary is already receiving government benefits for. So the assets in the trust are there to supplement the benefits, not to replace them. So in this kind of situation, if the beneficiary is receiving Medicaid that covers their medical expenses, then the trust can't be used to pay for medical expenses. And in this way, the assets that are in that supplemental needs trust for the individual are not counted against them for purposes of determining whether they are eligible for these needs-based government programs that they're receiving. And because they're not counted against them, they don't lose their benefits and can continue to receive those benefits and have the assets in the trust provide supplemental needs that will improve their quality of life and make sure that they're getting the additional things that they need that their government benefits aren't providing. So supplemental needs trusts, special needs planning is a very important topic. It's also very complicated, and it's recommended that you, of course, speak with an experienced estate planning attorney in your area about getting that done if you have a special needs loved one that you want to make sure you're planning for in your estate plan. So I hope that's helpful for you. If you have any questions about your own planning, you can reach out to us. The request for an appointment, the link is in our show notes. We'll see you next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.